BBC Wiltshire, good evening. Now, Wiltshire's hospitals are getting tough on smokers. From the 1st of January next year, smoking a cigarette on any of its sites will be completely banned. That means if you want to smoke, you'll have to make sure you're beyond the grounds outside the hospital rather than hanging around the entrance. Vicky Salt is from the anti-smoking charity ASH. She's pleased with the decision.
It's part of the government's new strategy, and it's also something that trusts have been moving towards themselves. The Royal College of Physicians published a report in June recommending hospital sites go smoke-free, with smokers being supported to quit. So it's less about the actual, white line where you can smoke on one side and not the other. And it's really about making, as they say, the hospital sites smoke-free. So when someone is admitted to hospital, their doctor will say, you're not able to smoke whilst you're on site, whilst you're receiving treatment, but we have other options, and those other options are nicotine replacement therapies, and doctors will be advising smokers of the support they can offer to help them quit or abstain whilst in hospital.
Well, Simon Clark is from the organisation FOREST, which stands for Freedom Organisation for the Right to Enjoy Smoking Tobacco, and joins me now. What's your reaction, Simon?
Well, we're very disappointed, and we've been campaigning against hospital smoking bans for quite a long time now. I mean, I completely understand why a lot of people will consider it to be a perfectly logical and sensible move, because clearly hospitals are there to help people get better. But we have to live in the real world, not some utopian smoke-free world. And in the real world, a lot of people smoke, and some people go into hospital sometimes for weeks on end. For example, if you're elderly and you've had a hip replacement, you might be in hospital for 5, 6, 7, or 8 weeks. And if you're a smoker and you're, as a result of your operation, you're fairly infirm, I think it's quite inhumane to say to that person, you cannot smoke on hospital grounds. Because to put this in perspective, we're not talking about smoking indoors. We're talking about smoking outside in the open air. So this is not a public health issue, because you're not putting anybody else's health at risk whatsoever. You're
Simon,
simply lighting a cigarette in the open air.
Do you think, if some people say it's a bit of a contradiction, if they're inside the hospital to make them better, they're letting them smoke outside on the grounds?
Well, for a start, there are a lot of smokers who may be in hospital for completely non-smoking related reasons. I mean, I've mentioned people going in for hip replacements, there are knee replacements. There's a whole host of things that people go into hospital for that have nothing to do with smoking. But even if you are a smoker and you're in hospital for a smoking related disease, the reality is, for a lot of people, smoking is a comfort, and there is nothing more stressful than being in hospital, not just if you're a smoker or a patient, but even if you're a visitor. Let's say you're a visitor and a relative is in hospital, and you've just been given bad news about that relative. Then for some people, like it or not, having a cigarette is a comforting factor. And we know also there are a significant number of NHS staff who also smoke. Now, everybody knows about the health risks of smoking, but the reality is that some people enjoy smoking, and as I say, it brings comfort to some people. And we've got the ludicrous situation now where not only are we expecting old or infirm patients to go off-site, maybe we're forcing them to walk a quarter of a mile, half a mile, to find some busy street where they can light up. But we're also threatening NHS staff, people who maybe have been working in the NHS for 20, 30 years. They're being threatened with disciplinary action for the simple fact they want to go outside and have a smoke.
Simon, if people are turning up at the hospital, they might not want to be greeted by someone smoking and passive smoking in their face when they get to the hospital door, the first thing, whether they walk out or walk in.
Well, again, I don't think it's a problem to have an exclusion zone around the hospital entrance.
So where, how far would that be? How far would you want the exclusion zone? Or what, how far would you be happy with?
I wouldn't enforce an exclusion zone. I would simply put up notices and say, please not smoke around the entrance. But what I would do is, I would certainly allow hospitals to have smoking shelters. So there is somebody, there's got to be a carrot with the stick. And if you're bringing in the stick and saying, don't smoke around the entrance, then you've got to provide the carrot. And the carrot is a reasonably comfortable smoking shelter. But at the moment, hospital authorities are taking great pleasure in banning smoking, and then they invite the cameras in so that we have to watch builders smashing down the smoking shelter. And they say, oh, isn't this wonderful? We're getting rid of the smoking shelter, and we're forcing people off-site. Well, I've seen people forced off-site who are wearing or in their dressing gowns, who, you know, are maybe possibly attached to a drip. Now, that is inhumane, and for any hospital authority to do that to people is absolutely outrageous, when we all know there are far bigger threats to the NHS and the far bigger problems, like, for example, reducing A&E waiting time. Surely
Simon,
they should be focusing on those issues.
Thank you for joining us today. We're running out of time there. Simon Clark from Forest, a group which campaigns for smokers' rights. Well, the Avon and Wiltshire Mental Health Partnership NHS Trust became completely smoke-free in November last year, with all staff, service users, visitors and contractors no longer able to smoke or use tobacco products on any of its sites. BBC Watch's Claire Bacon joins me now to look at how